two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 58 in Ogden, 55 in Salt Lake.
A little bit of slowing due to construction along 215 South Belt. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, yep, they did it. The Utah Jazz have wrapped up a historic season with the best record in the NBA and the number one seed.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live to begin our coverage near Vivint Arena. John?
Yeah, Amanda, as it turns out, the Jazz did need to win the final game of the regular season to earn the top spot in the Western Conference. They did just that last night here at Vivint Arena by beating the Sacramento Kings 121-99. Speaking after the game, Rudy Gobert brought it full circle, talking about how far this team has come in just a handful of years.
Great accomplishment, you know, coming from where we came from seven years ago, you know, from not making the playoffs.
The Jazz finished the regular season with a record of 52-20, the first time in franchise history they are the sole owners of the best record in the NBA. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Jazz opening round opponent won't be determined until Friday night, however. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepsen continues our team coverage and has a look at the potential opponents.
There are four teams the Jazz could end up facing in the opening round. Those are the Warriors, Lakers, Spurs, or Grizzlies. Now, the Jazz have never faced off with the Grizzlies in the playoffs, but the Jazz have played four playoff series against the Golden State Warriors. The Jazz are only 1-3 all-time against the Warriors in the playoffs, with their only series win in 2007. The Jazz have faced the Spurs five times in playoff history, and they've won three of those. The Jazz have also faced the Lakers six times in the playoffs, winning two and dropping four. Randall Jepsen, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The crisis between Israel and the Palestinian people of Gaza enters its second week, with both sides not willing to back down.
Israeli warplanes unleashed a new barrage of airstrikes in Gaza overnight, hours after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said there's no end in sight to the ongoing clashes. Fighting escalating between Israel and Hamas, the militant group that rules Gaza. Hamas launching more than 3,000 rockets at Israel so far, and the Israeli army responding this weekend, saying it targeted the underground tunnels used by Hamas, releasing photos allegedly showing Hamas rocket launchers near civilian buildings.
ABC's Ike Ajachi reporting.
Former child star Ricky Schroeder is facing a social media backlash after he posted a video of himself in a standoff with two Costco employees about not wearing a mask in the store in Southern California.
A confrontation involving actor Ricky Schroeder is bringing America's mask confusion front and center.
What do you do here?
I'm a supervisor.
Schroeder is seen asking an employee at a California Costco why he's not allowed into the store without a mask.
Didn't you see the news? You didn't see the news. Nationwide Costco has said you don't need to wear a mask.
Actually, that's not accurate.
What is accurate?
Schroeder posted the video days after the CDC announced vaccinated people can go maskless in most settings. Costco followed suit, dropping its mask requirement, but only in locations where it doesn't conflict with local mask mandates and California's remains in place.
Boy, there's a lot to think about there. ABC's Andrew Dimbard has more.
A tense scene on a flight from New York's JFK to San Francisco International after an unruly passenger refused to wear a mask and then is accused of touching a female passenger. This woman was on board.
He kept walking back and forth to the bathroom. He had no shoes on. He smelled awful.
The JetBlue crew diverted the plane to Minneapolis and handed the man over to police after landing. Passengers say the man started yelling racist slurs and making other inappropriate comments after being asked to wear a mask.
Medical clinics, restaurant operators, and a large engineering firm were among the top recipients of the PPP loans in Utah during the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
Central Utah Clinic, also known as Revere Health, received the maximum $10 million in Paycheck Protection Program funding. The Salt Lake Tribune reports Ogden Clinic got $9.7 million, Tanner Clinic $9 million. Three other businesses, Sizzling Caesars, Intermountain Employment Service, and Allison Baber Entertainment, received $10 million. Other businesses receiving large PPP loans include construction companies, law firms, and Westminster College. The loans are forgivable if they're used for business expenses such as payroll, rent, and utilities.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. We saw some strong winds and thunderstorms over the weekend, and there could be a few repeats later today.
76 today, more scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Sunny skies tomorrow and a high of 80, and partly cloudy on Wednesday, 83, and a slight chance of storms afternoon. More of the same on Thursday with a high of 73, and more showers possible on Friday, the high 65. Same thing Saturday, 65, and then Sunday, 69.
Expect temperatures in the 60s over the weekend.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.